All right, well, some good news, bad news in the latest FBI investigation report highlighting crime statistics. In the city of Detroit, violent crimes dropped 16.5% in the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame last year. However, property crimes rose 22%. And it's certainly a bit of good news, bad news. Andy Arena is with the Detroit Crime Commission as the executive director, of course, formerly the head of the FBI office here in Detroit. And he joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Andy, always good to have you with us. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Chris. It's good news, bad news. You know, traditionally, historically, those crime stats are, you know, they've been somewhat questionable just because of, you know, the information that goes in is, that's how good they are, right? They're only as good as what you put in. But, you know, I think they're pretty much accurate historically. So, you know, I think the violent crime rate going down, you know, I know the Detroit Police Department, Chief White has put a lot of effort, as has the mayor. You know, I personally know the mayor has been doing a lot of work with youth violence prevention, putting a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort into it. So, I think it's paying off. You know, obviously the other side, the property crimes, we really need to kind of dig in and see really what's causing that.
You know, Andy, it is interesting for people out there that aren't aware of this. Detroit had almost a 17% drop in violent crimes, but property crimes rose in 6 of 7 of the largest communities in Michigan. Is there anything, Andy, that you would venture to guess as to why that occurred?
You know, this is only, Chris, this is just a guess, a wild guess on my part. It could be coming out of COVID. More people are mobile. More people are back at work. So, you know, part of that is breaking into vehicles, you know, theft from offices, theft from businesses. So it could be people more mobile now coming out of COVID. Like I said, that's just kind of a wild guess on my part. I know at the Crime Commission, we're trying to do some research on a couple of areas, and that is going to be one of the things we're going to be looking at, is kind of what is driving that the property crime spike.
You know, I think one of the most troubling things for me out of this report is that let's take a much wider scope now. And you look at some of the big cities like New York City, L.A., Chicago, Houston, big metropolitan sprawling areas where generally crime is elevated and high in places like New York and L.A. and Chicago for a lot of obvious reasons. But we're seeing that police departments across the country in some of these major cities aren't providing the necessary statistics to the FBI because of a change in reporting requirements. So the puzzle that we're trying to put together about crime in some of these cities, we're missing a lot of pieces because they're not giving it to the FBI. How big of a problem is that in the grand scheme of things?
I think it's a huge problem. Kind of taking a step back, the FBI a couple of years ago switched. It's really a software issue. It's a reporting system change made by the FBI. But the FBI did give the funding necessary to institute that change. Some of these cities, for whatever reason, have refused to do it. So I think going forward, you know, crime analysis is really going to suffer. And that's a big thing. Are you trying to predict? You're trying to understand what is causing increases in crime. If those stats aren't there, if the background information is not there, it's going to make it much more difficult for the experts to really be able to predict and analyze crime data.
So
it's not going to be there.
Yeah. Would you venture to guess that they don't want to report that because the numbers aren't good? Are they not reporting it because they don't have the proper staffing in these police departments? Well, why do you think they're not reporting it?
Well, you know, I'm reading this, Chris. I'm reading that story yesterday, and you know, obviously they're saying it's a funding issue, it's a staffing issue, but the pessimist in me is saying there may be a little bit more.
Agreed.
To it. So it could be staffing, Chris, but it could be just it's a bad look, right? And they're tired of the crime stats rising. Listen, I got to, you know, give Detroit credit. They do it right. The Michigan State Police do it right. The city in the state of Michigan do it right. And as you said, it's good news, bad news, but, you know, I'm taking a lot of good news out of this.
Yeah, and Andy, just to follow up, you know, for clarification purposes, the changes that we're seeing in some of the big cities around the nation, we are not seeing those changes here in Michigan, correct?
Yeah, it looks like we may be trending the opposite way, and that's good. And as I said, I know there's been a lot of effort put into it. At the Crime Commission, we're doing some work with some groups on violent youth violence prevention in the city, and it's really, you can say what you want, but I know the mayor and his staff have really put a lot of effort into this.
No, you're exactly right, and I think you're right. The mayor deserves a lot of credit. James White certainly deserves a lot of credit, especially kind of reimagining how the Detroit Police Department handles certain things. And then obviously you guys over at the Detroit Crime Commission do a wonderful job in tracking a lot of this too. And your background, the FBI, certainly helps in those situations. Andy, always good to talk with you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you got it. There he is, Andy Arena, the executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. Sean, I think we need to be reporting these numbers so we can see what the picture is.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. Speaking of crimes and violence, I want to talk about something coming up next because I think it's a problem, and I think there is a way to address it, and we're just not seeing it. That's next on the Paul W. Smith Show.